Henry Wadsworth Wilson, or Hank, to his friends, had been on the road for 10 straight hours with only short stops for gas and once at a food stand for some burritos and tacos that, unfortunately, gave him insufferable gas. He popped open another caffeine-enriched soda, though he wasn't sure that would help at this point. He could pull off the road and nap, but could he then make the 10 a.m. meeting? Plus, he had his reservation at the village's one and only inn, the inn that didn't look like much from the photos he saw, but he was told they had been sprucing the place up for his stay. No, he had to keep going. He had sent a text saying he would be in shortly after midnight, and they had replied that was fine and to just ring the bell. Ring the bell? Someone had to ring his bell right now. As much as he wanted to continue, he was a hazard now to others on the road, and he knew it. Sighing, he knew he had to find a spot to pull off. He could sleep in the inn's parking lot if he arrived later than anticipated, since he wouldn't want to wake them. But for now, he was running out of time. There had to be a spot just to pull off and not be a hazard. But wait, what was that? Up the road in the car's high beams, and his Land Rover had high beams, he could see what looked like the figure of a woman walking along the shoulder of the road. Well, now he was sure he had to be hallucinating. She was dressed in white, walking slowly towards town, and her long white hair was flowing in the ocean breeze. Or maybe it was the high beams that made her hair look white. He had both hands on the wheel, so he couldn't pinch himself, but he could kick himself with his left leg after he took his foot off the accelerator. Ouch! Yeah, he was awake. He slowed down as he got closer to this figure. He could just drive by, or he could stop and ask her if she needed help. And it was his nature to always help. Besides, he seemed to be wide awake for the moment. Slowing down next to her, he buzzed the window down. "Ma'am, are you okay? Do you need help? It seems to be very late to be walking on this highway. What can I do to help?" The woman didn't slow her gait, nor did she break her gaze, which was straight ahead, never blinking. "Ma'am, please, let me call for help if you don't trust me. Let's get someone you do trust. Please, I think you need help. I mean it." Still, there was no response. And for a moment he shrugged his shoulders and thought about rolling on. He really needed to get to bed. Accelerating slowly, he pulled away, heading for what sleep he could get. "Wait, no, that was not your way," he said to himself. All his life, and in his professional career, he had been told he would be a lot richer if he spent more time worrying about money and less time worrying about others. He had tried to break that mold, but some things a person is just born with. He pulled off to the side a little further ahead, so the lights were not blinding her. As he looked back at her, it was odd. There seemed to be light all around her. Getting out of his truck, he carefully stood to the side so he wouldn't block her way. "Ma'am, hello? I'll get back in the truck and go away as soon as you say you are okay. Otherwise, may I help you?" The woman stopped. Breaking her forward gaze, she locked eyes with Hank. "Will you give me a ride up to my home?"